You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So, brethren, God called Abraham out of everything he had known, out of everything he had heard. We have read this scripture in order for us to have some understanding of the nature of the call of God. And when we say the call of God, we are simply referring to the call of God for a man to follow Jesus. Now, that may entail, in some cases, that man being called into ministry. In some cases, it may not necessarily be. But everyone is called to follow Jesus. Here are the things you are going to note. Abraham was to take a very serious decision, such as leaving behind everything he had known to go to a new place. But if you meet Abraham and say, "You are packing, where are you going?" Did you know what Abraham's response will be? "I don't know." You see, that is the nature of the call of God. You are only responding to his word. It's not as if you have something tangible you can show to people. And when people cannot see something tangible in your life, they don't think that you are making the right decision. Because the natural man wants to make decisions based on tangible things. Yet the scripture says the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. The word of God is eternal. Abraham had to take a very serious decision to leave his farmland, to leave his job, to leave his family, based only on the word of God. So if you ask him, "Sir, where are you going?" He said, he will have to answer you, "I don't know, but God said I should leave." That is the nature of the call of God. So you may not need to try to do explanation to people because they can't understand. God didn't speak to them. The revelation you had, they didn't have it. They are not going to understand. And you see, God does not necessarily call you to leave everything into something people can see. He said, "Into a land I will show you." Even Abraham cannot see it. God calls you into promises. Hallelujah. Did you know that all that God called Abraham to was promises? And so when somebody say, "Sir, I can see you are traveling. Why are you quitting our land? Where are you going?" Say, "The Lord had promised me." You see, he was making decision based on promise. Then you see, another issue is this. Human beings are used to activities and things they can see. But can I ask you a question? What exactly did God call Abraham to do? Did you know God did not call Abraham to preach? God did not call Abraham to fight war. Unlike Moses, he was called to deliver the children of Israel. Unlike Joseph, he was called to preserve life. David was called to be king and to fight and defend the nation of Israel. But when he came to Abraham, did you know that all that God called him to do was to dwell in the land? So, genuine calling is simply obedience to the word of God. Men may not understand you. Don't try to be explaining. They can really not understand it because you are the one that God spoke to. The Bible said that if they were mindful of where they were coming from, they could also go back. May you not turn back in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.